All right, what's up, guys? It's Parker with the Social Anxiety Remedy. And yesterday and the previous day, we've kind of been going over this little meditation series that I've put together. And today we're going to be following that up with one of my kind of like secret go-to meditations for social anxiety that I've been really like learning and diving into a lot as of late and as of recently. I want to share with you kind of what I've found to be probably the easiest and like the most helpful meditation for not only beginners, but like as you go through it, as I've, you know, kind of been studying and, you know, meditating for the past probably like 2 years now on a consistent basis of like every single day. This meditation is kind of like transformed a lot of things for me, and I want to share that with you guys today to really help with social anxiety and honestly everyday life and building confidence, feeling present, and feeling good in the moment and being able to kind of be really control your thoughts, control your emotions, your behaviors while you're in that moment, and maybe you have the anxiety come over you, and you need to figure out what to do for anxiety in the moment. Okay, guys, so that's what we're going to be talking about today. And yesterday I kind of said it was like the secret thing, right? I didn't like drop the name. So today I'm going to kind of, explain what it is. And I kind of said yesterday too, there's a little bit of a controversy with it because, I think it was back in, I really don't know, but a couple like 10 or 20 years ago, this company came by and they trademarked this meditation. And so they trademarked it and they kind of made it so that people now have to pay them like, I think about $1,000 in order to learn this meditation. All right, guys. And so there's a big controversy about it. A lot of people are like, okay, you shouldn't be able to make somebody pay for a meditation that's been around for literally thousands and thousands of years. But they're doing it, right? And so it's like, it's not my opinion to like judge it or whatever. So it's something called transcendental meditation. All right, guys. And so the theory behind transcendental meditation is basically you have a mantra. So what's a mantra? A mantra is essentially something like Om, right? You usually hear like when you're thinking about meditation, you think of people being like Om, Om, right? So that's a specific mantra. Now, with transcendental meditation, they kind of go about it in more of a spiritual route, and they say, you know, it's based off of like a gender, it's based off of the year that you were born, and with those two things combined, you're going to have your own personal mantra that while you are meditating, you will continue to have and you will continue to say over and over again in your head. All right, guys, so that like that's seriously like legit transcendental meditation, what it is, and that's kind of what they'll teach. They go obviously so far more into it, but like that's the basics that you need to know. So what I've personally found is that the mantra that you say, it really doesn't matter. Okay, if you really want to get into the spiritual, like real spiritual side of it, like go ahead, pay it, drop $1,000 and pay for it and figure it out, right? You can do that by all means. But this is just kind of like a practical guide to using it, and how I personally use it towards my meditation practice as well, and the results that I've seen. Okay, so the whole theory behind basically having a mantra while you're meditating is being able to focus all your attention on one thing. If you guys were with us in 2 videos ago where I mentioned that starting to look at a candlelight is super important to begin meditating, starting this gradual process, what's cool about it and what's cool about focusing on this candlelight is you're only focusing on one thing. Okay, so all these other thoughts that are going to pop in your mind, all these other distractions, okay, they don't come up as frequently because you're already focused on one thing. And then as you focus on it longer and longer and longer, like after maybe 10 minutes or something like that, then all the thoughts end up disappearing and you see yourself, you know, you're focusing on the flame, right, of the candle, but you're not thinking about it anymore. It's super weird, even though you do have that, you know, one thing in your head, right? So the same thing is true for this transcendental meditation and for these mantras. The theory is that as you say this mantra over and over again in your head, you just repeat it over and over again, right? That in time, after a couple of minutes, right, then just focusing on that one thing, everything's actually going to go blank and it's going to be very easy to put you in that presence and that moment in that meditative state that we're all trying to get to. Okay, guys, so that's like the theory behind it. Now I'm going to break it down what mantra you guys can start using immediately to, you know, start meditating with it and seeing those results as well. All right, guys, so like I said, you know, it's the more spiritual aspect. If you want to get into that, if you want to drop $1,000 or I think it might even be more to learn this, but so this is kind of like how I go about it, okay, personally. So when you're meditating, okay, and you have this mantra, you don't want the mantra and the, like the phrase that you're saying to correlate and to be associated with anything else that you know. Okay, so the mantras that they usually give you are some I think they're different language actually. Okay, so the ones that you can have, okay, you could create on your own. And what you can create and what you can do is maybe you can go to a different language, right? And you can, you know, put in a word that you really like maybe presence or something like that. Or maybe if you're struggling with social anxiety, right? Maybe it's like confidence, right? And so it's like, what's that word in a different language? And if it's a cool word that you like, right? If it's a word that you hear and it has absolutely no association with like an outside word, then you're going to want to choose that. And I'll explain that here in a second. So what I would do is I'll come up with a random word it just out of my head in the blue right now, okay? And it's gonna be Pilar, okay? Pilar. I don't know if that's like another language or anything like that. I just have written on my whiteboard, do two podcasts today, and I'm just like came out of my head. Instead of doing pod, I said Pilar, okay? So it's legit anything that you can possibly like come up with in your head. Now, Pilar, I don't think of any words associated to that word for me, okay? It might be different for you. You might have a buddy whose last name is Pilar, right? And so if you're thinking about Pilar, right, you're going to think about him. And then you're going to think about, you know, what sports he plays. And then you're going to start thinking about baseball. And you're going to start thinking about baseball. And you're going to start thinking about like the World Series that's happening and stuff like that, right? So you don't want it to be a word that you can start associating things and have more thoughts to. You want it to be a word for you uniquely that if you say it, nothing else is going to pop up. You're not going to word associate anything else towards that. So if I would say something along the lines of Pilar, and like what I like to do as well is I like to add om at the end of it. So like it'll be Pilar om, Pilar om. And I'll just be repeating that over and over in my head like it's this specific mantra. Okay, guys, you guys kind of understand what I'm saying? And so as I'm repeating this and as I'm saying this over and over in my head, what's going to happen is I'm not going to word associate. It's going to be much harder for thoughts to pop up in my head because I'm not just trying to be clear, right? I'm focusing on a specific thing. So because I am throwing all my attention on this one mantra, on this one specific thing, other outside thoughts aren't coming into my head as much. And I'm able to get into that state where as I continue saying it over and over again, it gets to a point where like you kind of forget and then you're in that meditative state, okay? It's pretty cool how it works and it's actually, it's very, very interesting, all right, guys? So try it out for yourself. Like this is gonna be a quick video. Like I told you guys, like it's very simple. What I'm actually gonna do, I think I'll do that. If you guys are a part of our Facebook group, okay, what I'm gonna do is there's a sheet that I've seen somewhere that actually has like the year that you were born. Like the year that you were born, what mantra they have for like the transcendental meditation, okay? So I'll throw that up on our Facebook group if you guys are a part of it. I'll throw the link below to join the Facebook group. If you guys haven't been accepted yet, don't worry. There's a lot of you that are requesting to join. And so tomorrow I'm actually letting every single one of you guys in, okay? So it's just gonna take some time for me to do that. So just bear with me, but tomorrow you guys will all be in. I'm super stoked. And tomorrow you guys will also be able to receive that subconscious release that I'm gonna be giving you guys. So it's like a completely beginner subconscious release to go through. And I give you, it's like a full in-depth training. I show you how to do it. I show you like literally like how to sit, what you need to do. And like it's very in-depth. I'm super excited for you guys to go through it and feel that relief that you're going to feel and the potential of those going forward and starting to do like morning releases and like evening releases, okay? And it's guided. It's my voice guiding you through the process. Like anytime you're working on your subconscious, you have to be really careful. Like you really do have to be extremely careful because if it's somebody that doesn't know what they're doing, like it can, like the subconscious is a powerful thing. All right, guys. So I wanted to get this quick like thing out to you guys. I want you guys to try it. It's something that has really helped me. It's something that I've been using over the past couple of weeks or so. And I've been really enjoying it. I've been trying to like tell as many people as possible without being like, yeah, you guys get it. So yeah, guys, make sure that you have those notifications on because tomorrow I am going to be dropping that subconscious release and you're definitely going to want to make sure that you listen to it right when it comes out because I don't know. Like, again, these are things that are a part of a program that I'm putting together, okay? And so tomorrow's is just like a beginner one. It's a super basic one that you guys go through. But even today, like I teach this kind of stuff inside of a really cool program that I put together. So I don't know how long this stuff's going to be up, guys. So guys, make sure you join that Facebook group, the public Facebook group, and then B, make sure you turn your notifications on so you can get these videos right when they come up, in case I take them down. Cause like, I'm still undecided. I'm still like 50-50. This video might be down in a day or 24 hours or so, just cause, of the information in here and like everything that I'm giving away. All right, guys. So hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope you guys got a lot of it, and I will see you guys in tomorrow's.